Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
So it's the anointing of the King of Glory that's resident in you. That anointing removes burdens out of your life and it destroys yokes. How many of you are battling financially? Don't show me your hands, but you're battling financially right now. That's a burden. It's not nice to think, how am I going to pay the rent? Where are we going to get the money for the electric? How are we going to get the kids into a decent school, Christian school like ours, and things like that? That's a burden. That's crushing. That's pressure. That's not nice. And then you've got to get two jobs, and then you've got to get insurance because you might get sick. And we live under so much pressure and so much stress comes our way that you need to start operating with the burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God. And you've got to start releasing words of faith and believe and expectation. I expect when I pray to see the result.
Amen. Oh, well, no, you're just being arrogant.
Well, then why'd you pray? Some churches, I'm telling you, you can say that when I pray, I believe, I receive, and I know it's in my hand.
Oh, that's just arrogant. Who do you think you are?
Jesus said to do that. He said, when you pray, believe that you receive it, and then you will have it.
Now you tell me I'm going to name it and claim it?
No, he said, say to the mountain, be cast into the sea. Did he not say that?
Oh, you're name it and claim it?
Yes, I am. I name that mountain of sickness, get into the ocean, and I claim my healing. I am that name it and claim it. That's the way it's got to be. Listen, you became born again by naming and claiming.
Oh.
I believe Jesus is the Son of God. He lived and died that I might live. And I call upon the name of Jesus and I receive what He's done for me. You've spoken it, you've named it, now you've claimed your salvation. That's how you got saved. You named and claimed.
But Pastor, you can't say I can name and claim sickness out of my life.
Well, then stay the way you are. This is God's word. I want to see each and every one of us operating in that birthright of success. I mean, really, point in case, look at a guy like Joseph. Joseph. I mean, Joseph, think about him. God showed him a vision of ruling the world. Showed him a vision. He gave him the vision of ruling the world. How did he have to receive it? There you go. Say it again louder. How did Joseph have to receive the vision God gave him? By faith. How did you receive your salvation? By faith. How are you going to get your healing? By faith. How are you going to get the money? By faith. How's your marriage going to come right? By faith. Come on. The just shall live by faith, he said. Right? You've got to live by your own faith, which he gave to you and build it up. Amen. Now watch here. He by faith, Joseph was given the vision. How did he receive it? By faith. Did he end up there? Yes. He ended up ruling the world. He was a second in command in the largest country in the world with the best economy to the known world at the time in Egypt. And he became the 2IC. Second only to the Pharaoh who thought he was God. Found out he wasn't. 10 plagues proved a point. Amen. And so you will end up where you believe. Come on. You will end up where you believe. If you believe you're going to be sick as you get older, you will end up there. If you believe you won't get the money in time, you will end up there. If you believe that you'll walk in divine health, you'll end up there. If you believe you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, you'll end up there. You will end up where you believe. This is the truth, amen. Joseph's mistake was he told it to his brothers and his father. Now, his father should have, like Moses, you know, when I feel like coming down today. Ah, I need some holy water and I'll dip this in. That's a joke. It's all right to joke, amen. Moses, when they came back, those 12 spies, and 10 of them said, we can't do this thing. We cannot do it. He should have said, what? You, get behind us. Like you say to the devil when he comes with sickness, you say, get behind me, Satan. Is that correct? He should have said to those 10 spies, get behind me. But he didn't. He went with politically correct popular opinion. Not the two who said, yes, we're well able. Moses knew that God had already said to him that you're well able. Go and take the land. I've given it to you. He knew it was theirs. It was their land to take. And I believe that's the reason Moses didn't walk into the promised land. That's the reason I believe. I won't make a doctrine out of it. But I believe that's the reason. Not the reason because he struck the rock. That might have been part of it. But this, where he went with the opinion of the 10 rather than the two, Moses should have said to them, get behind us or go home. We're going through. He did not do that. Is that correct? He did not do that. Joseph, he told his brothers, his father, if his father had any wisdom in him, he should have said, hey, this could be the Lord talking to me. And instead of running to Egypt, all of the world running to Egypt to get food, they would have run to Israel to get food if his father stuck with Joseph. Joseph would have somehow brought the food in that the world, Egypt, would have come to them. But he went to a place where he was accepted. Ooh. You understand? There's some churches you won't be accepted with what you preach, what you know. Amen. He went where Joseph went. The economy was in a position. The whole atmosphere was in a position to receive the gift that God had put into this man. He had this gift given to him, and they didn't receive it at home. Jesus said, let me tell you something. A prophet is without honor in his own hometown. Did he not say that? He said a prophet cannot do any kind of work and miracles where he's from because everybody knows me. Oh, it's just you. Well, if it's just you and you believe that, then get saved and it's not just you anymore. It's you and the Holy Ghost. So when someone looks at you, because we know who you are, we know what you've done, we know where you're from, they can't receive from you. That's what they did with Jesus. He could do no mighty miracles. You would not be respected for your belief system in some places because you're a name it and claim it person and you call yourself righteous. Well, if you don't call yourself righteous, you're going to hell, brother. Because when you receive Jesus Christ, all things have passed away. Behold, all things become brand new. And verse 21 of 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21 says, and he made you righteous. He made you. He put his own righteousness. He took it off of himself and put it on you. And he stuck you into a place called heaven. That's what happened right there. When you got saved, he made you righteous. And then he also sanctified you. So you're now righteous and you're holy to boot. Can you imagine? I'm holy. For me to have believed that, it took me 10 years. I'm telling you, it took me up to 10 years to believe that I'm holy. Because I was so full of religion, it was just stupid thinking. He sanctified me. And if he didn't sanctify me and if he didn't make me holy, I wouldn't be able to get into heaven because there's nothing unholy that's going to heaven. There's nothing unrighteous that's getting into heaven. So you better confess you're holy. I got the left boot of fellowship from a church because I said, I'm the righteousness of Christ. I did. People cut me out, wouldn't talk to me again. And they asked me the question, how come you're so blessed? I said, because I'm the righteousness of Christ. That was it. So they didn't recognize Joseph.
That's right.
They didn't recognize Jesus. And they're not going to recognize you. So you know what Paul did? Yeah, I love the Apostle Paul. I think the guy's, he's just crazy faith, that guy. Just crazy faith. Shipwrecked, beat, whipped, you name it, singing in the tomb almost, singing. And God just blasts everything open. You know what Paul said? He said, I didn't come here with persuasive words, fancy preaching. He said, I came in the demonstration of the burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God. I came here in the demonstration of the Holy Spirit and of power. That's how you shut the naysayers up. Yeah. So you got to start to let the anointing out and go to churches where they don't believe and start saying, hey, brother, be healed in the name of Jesus. Boom, they get healed. And that brings glory to Jesus. Every time Jesus healed somebody, there was glory given unto God. There was no time that glory was given to God for anyone got sick. So don't tell me God put sickness on you because he's trying to teach you a lesson. He's teaching you a lesson by the power of the Holy Spirit and by the word of God. He's not going to teach you by putting sickness on you and cancer on you and stealing your kids and destroying your finances and getting you divorced. That's not God. Yeah, you got to give glory to God. And every time Jesus healed somebody, every single time he healed somebody, my brother, I love you so much. Every time he healed somebody, the people in the area gave glory to God. They would go through the city screaming to Jesus, giving glory to God for healing, not for sickness, not for disaster. It's the power of God, which is a burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God, the anointing. And you've all got the anointing in you right now. If you're born again, you are anointed. And you know what? You got the same anointing Jesus had. That's why Jesus could say, the works that I do, you're going to do an even greater. Why? Because the same Holy Spirit that raised him from the dead is the same Holy Spirit that's in you and me. And that's when I say, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Just so you can see I'm serious. The power of God, the anointing, burden removing, yoke destroying, power, power. Everyone say power. All because of the blood of the Lamb. All because of what Jesus Christ did. And then God demonstrated with his strong right hand. The Bible says, with his strong right hand, he raised Christ from the dead. Can you imagine those people? Can you imagine when they saw him? Over 500 people came up out of graves and tombs. And then they paid those people that were watching the place, those guards, they paid them to say that no, his disciples came and stole. They were so scared of the power of God. Don't ever be fearful of God's power. You need God's power. Your children need it. Your grandchildren need God's power. Your country needs God's power. And we need to be the conduits that he can flow through. Amen. Hallelujah. There's a picture of Joseph there. Instead, Joseph fed the known world at the time from Egypt because they wouldn't receive him. They would not receive him. They would not receive Jesus. And they're not going to receive you. Jesus said they'll hate you because they hated me. That doesn't mean I should expect to be hated. So, you know, even in teaching, I can say something that can make people and trip them up. You know, Jesus said, I don't even like that, but Jesus said it. So when it does happen, it's going to happen because of the anointing on your life and you doing some great stuff in the world. Otherwise, you're not even going to be bothered. The newspapers are not going to come after you because you're not doing anything worthwhile. Come on. The ministries and churches are not going to be jumping up and down saying, blasphemy, blasphemy, because you're not doing anything. See, and today they'll say blasphemy when you say I'm a child of Christ. There are churches will say you're blasphemous.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Currie of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant. Your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7.